We're hearing from a friend and colleague of Boeing whistleblower John Barnett and his attorneys. That after both police and the coroner say that he died by suicide. The department issued a 56-page supplemental report detailing the investigation, as well as a note found in Barnett's truck. Tonight, his attorney said even if Boeing did not directly pull the trigger, it did so indirectly. The investigation found nothing suspicious, no people in Barnett's hotel room, no one following him in or out of the hotel, no fingerprints other than Barnett's on the gun or on the note. Our investigative reporter Ann Emerson just spoke with Roy Irvin, a former investigator at Boeing. He's also a whistleblower that no one has spoken with before on camera. She showed him the suicide note.
Is that the John you knew?
No, no.
Did he talk like that?
No, no, no. Not all over the place like that, no.
He had never expressed those kind of sentiments to you before?
No, no.
Do you think this is his?
You know, unfortunately, we weren't close enough. I couldn't say that, but I would say no, not in the frame of mind of the last several times I talked to him, no. And you know, like I said before, the only way that I would believe that he committed suicide was if I saw it on camera. But that doesn't ring true for John.